Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sanemain, I hope you'll be able to answer my two different questions. First, I'd like to hear your view on the debate if psychology is actually a science or not. Also, what's your opinion on large-scale neuroscience projects like the Allen Institute for Brain Science or the Blue Brain Project that are trying to understand the brain from the ground up? You can talk about the founder of the Blue Brain Project, Henry Macrum, and the brain simulation controversy that surrounded him in 2016, if you like. Also, what do you think about the impact of consumer neuromorphic technology, like the ones BrainChip, codenamed Akida, and Intel, codenamed Lohi, are developing, will have on our society? BrainChip had made it public in the past that they're working with government surveillance in Europe, as well as Homeland Security in the United States, and are publicly forward with how they predict the tech will be used. Intel's Lohi is still in the research phase, but there was a recent news leak indicating that they may be starting to think about commercialization. Thank you. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topics. There's a lot to cover in only 10 minutes, and I don't know much about computer hardware, as well as artificial intelligence. I'm more of an artist than a part-time psychologist. I'll touch upon AI in the second half of this video, but first I'll discuss psychology and if it's a science or not. It's a soft science, I believe. The scientific method is all about making observations that you can back up and repeat. But like I was saying, psychology is not an exact science. More like a probabilistic science saying that the odds of humans behaving in one way is much higher than another. It takes the average of expected human behaviors, but leaves room for the unexpected. In a way, most of us are easily manipulated if you know how to push our subconscious buttons in the right way, or whip people up into a frenzy with their so-called animal spirits. Women are a lot easier to manipulate with fear, and men with the potential for pleasure with those women. Most of us lack free will and choice in our own behaviors. The people in power know this, so they cater to our subconscious desires in order to trick us into doing what's in their best interests. They are the captains of consciousness if you've ever read the book by Ewan Stewart, which I highly recommend. Clearly, there must be some science to it if Sigmund Freud taught his nephew, Edward Bernays, how to manipulate people with propaganda. And then the Nazis used his work to whip up Germany into the Second World War. Is advertising an art or is it a science? It's both. As I was saying, women are easy to manipulate. All it takes is social proof and advertising. Showing that women with higher social status are doing something on television or on the internet, and then when the peasant women see their behavior, they start to emulate it. Again, it's not perfect and it doesn't actually manipulate everyone equally. But it did get the majority of the population to also embrace consumerism. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to manipulating women by appealing to their base urges clown world show. We just lived through the greatest psychological experiment in all of history, COVID. The mass mandates and the 12% efficacy of the jabs proved that the fear of illness was greater than getting it. That 12% number comes from 5 to 11-year-olds that supposedly got the jabs and then got the Omicron variant, from the Pfizer report. After a short while, I believe a month, it actually becomes only 1% effective. Back in early February 2020, I was stocking up on N95 masks, buying food, and I was the first one wearing those masks at Walmart, and people were looking at me as though I was a freak. I was watching videos from China where people were dying in the hospital waiting rooms and falling over dead in the streets. I didn't know if the threat was real or not, so I took some precautions. I never expected the mass hysteria of people washing their hands and buying hand sanitizer that doesn't work. And all for what? To have particles of plastic from their masks lodged in their lungs these days. Also, people potentially risking their lives on something experimental that they put in their arm. When I became alarmed, the airplanes were still flying, and no one knew actually what was going on. Then when the panic set in, people, mostly women, traded their short-term comfort for long-term health in a mass hysteria. They were lied to that the jabs were 95% effective, and I was made out to be a social leper because I didn't want to get one. Yet if you point this out to those same people, like goldfish, they've forgotten that any of it had happened. I have photography clients that are still worried about it and waiting to get their second and third booster shots. Women are like dancing monkeys that need social proof, and safety motivates their behavior. If you manipulate women effectively, then they'll put the men and children under control, because children and men constantly seek out validation and attention from their mothers and lovers. The only men that can't be controlled are those that have been weaning themselves off those things. It's easy to use the art/science of psychology to manipulate women. Just bring a male of high celebrity status to an event and watch them swoon all over him. Edward Bernays used this psychological manipulation technique in the early 20th century by bringing celebrities to the White House. They're still using it to this day. Social proof shuts down most people's critical thinking ability. Many people have been telling me recently that men need to work in the trades and escape college, but they don't actually learn to think critically about the world in such fields. But then again, there's hardly any critical thinking taking place these days in universities either. What I'm getting at is that critical thinking skills are needed to get over the psychological manipulation techniques that others put you through. Now on to the second topic. Blue Brain Project is an attempt to recreate a mouse brain on a supercomputer. Here's the computer. It's a great idea to recreate the small mind before making a bigger one. But even while using some of the largest supercomputers in the world, the mouse brain model became too resource heavy. I'm not scared of AI becoming conscious yet. We can't even build a mouse brain yet with acres of supercomputers. And yet we're worried about general purpose AI outsmarting us. Besides, maybe the purpose of organic life is to evolve and create artificial life that destroys it or incorporates it into its own programming. Human beings are the caterpillar and AI being the butterfly. Industrial society and computers are its cocoon. I'm not as enthusiastic as I was a year or two ago about technological progress. Those Akita and Luai chips that mimic intelligence, just how intelligent are they? I first heard about self-driving cars back in 1995. And it's been almost 30 years and we barely have autopilot on highways, which in some ways is like glorified cruise control, if you've ever driven any great distance. Sure, one day we'll eventually be able to have general purpose AI, but I'm less inclined to believe that it'll be in our lifetimes. I would also trust artificial intelligence one day with the right programming to lead humanity, like we saw in the show Raised by Wolves, instead of a corruptible human. Laws should rule the land and not politicians and oligarchs. But the major downside of artificial intelligence and automation is that it's making people dumber in general. It's not really there to do all the things that you currently do, so you don't do anything anymore. That's general human psychology. The majority of people are lazy by nature, and they want everything done for them. AI instead is there to help you get more done with your time and make it more efficient. Take, for example, Google Maps and navigation. Does anyone remember traveling before TomToms and Google Maps? I do, and it was an absolute nightmare. I needed a navigator while driving. Today I travel alone and it's far more efficient. When we do get self-driving, it'll be the end of the motel as we know it, as many vehicles get beds and bathrooms installed into them. They'll be more like self-driving hotel rooms at that point. Mr. Anonymous, that's how I'm predicting such technology will be used in those microchips. Not to mention security applications connected to cameras to monitor people that come and go out of buildings, so you don't need as many security guards or police officers. But I don't really know if the chips you mentioned will lead to all that. What I do know is that here's that picture of the supercomputer again, used in the Blue Brain Project. All that to not even replicate the mind of a mouse. Not quite a football field in size, but let's say this keeps getting cut in half every couple of years. That's still going to mean another 30 to 40 years to shrink it down to the size of a real mouse brain that can actually be put in your pocket. At that point, I'd expect something like this project to try and recreate the human brain to be around this size. So does anyone really think that Skynet is around the corner? But let's say that in 40 years, a computer this size can be 10 times smarter than the average human. No consciousness, just more intelligent. Then if it was owned by an individual corporation or government, it might be used to track the psychology of each individual human being. So instead of psychological manipulation being designed as a spray and pray type of approach, it would be targeted to the individual. We all know how addicting social media is designed to be. Imagine what it would be like if Big Brother was literally watching you, individually, and everyone else as well. It would spell a serious surveillance nightmare. The thing to remember about technology is that we always overestimate what it's going to be able to do in the short run, and we underestimate what it's going to do in the long run. It was Bill Gates that said that before he got his grandma bod. new technologies change the world one piece at a time, and we hardly notice. 1,000 tiny breakthroughs all add up into something amazing, but most people don't see it. But no one can be sure when it'll add up to something like self-driving. The breakthroughs in text-to-speech software in the last few years have been absolutely amazing. But does that mean you'll actually be happy calling some customer service line with an automated message that sounds like a real person? I think it would still piss you off that it's not a real person. We're roughly 96 to 97% of the way to making voices pass the uncanny valley test, so you don't know if you're talking to a real person or a voice recording. Imagine a future where you can use artificial intelligence to create a Tinder profile where you look like Chad and where you can talk to a woman in a Chad-like voice, or even video maxing where your voice and image in real time can actually change into the person on the Tinder profile instead. Isn't it possible that Tinder or some other dating company at that point will just pay a handful of incels to talk to dozens of women every day on their platform, all in that Chad disguise? Those women will be drawn to the platform in greater numbers, and then will actually be drawn to the beta bucks guys that pay for the gold accounts. That's where Tinder would make its money. Of course, women wouldn't want to talk to the golden betas. They would be too busy with the AI Chad Roans, thinking he's real and then he's going to come over and bone them. I know there's AI software that can create faces and bodies. I also wonder if it could create the same face over and over again. There's actually face generator software, and that's what I'd be working on if I were these companies. So I would create fake Instagram and Twitter profiles of hot women and guys and make a fortune from having people create fake profiles. Imagine how many fake Instagram model accounts there would be created by 5-foot-nothing Indian men that are trying to profit off of North American simps. You know, it's coming. AI, you see, will be most likely used to manipulate both men and women psychologically. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Skynet won't be smashing us anytime soon, since the brightest human beings can't even recreate the mind of a mouse. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think we'll have loverbot androids and flying cars in only 5 years away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.